Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Get it, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, it's weird to have a two-time MVP willing to, in his prime, willing to defer to a teammate in the closing moments, but Giannis seems pretty comfortable in his own skin.
I don't know
if you saw this clip from him in the practice facility that was bouncing around yesterday, maybe. Did you see this at all on Twitter?
I don't think so.
Okay, so he's like, they just got mics in the practice facility, and he just sort of, it looks like after practice or before practice, like shoot around. They're just sort of getting balls up and talking and whatever, and they've got a mic on him, and he's like, he's actually being really funny. He's talking to one of his coaches, and he's like, "Coach, I've done it all. I've airballed back-to-back free throws. I've missed seven in a row in Oklahoma. He was just going through all the things people make fun of him about. He was like, I've been through it all. Only place to go from here is up. And he's laughing the whole time and smiling. It was a pretty telling moment that, you know, all that stuff buries Ben Simmons.
Oh, 100%.
And Giannis is comfortable laughing about it. He's so comfortable with himself that he is willing to joke about his shortcomings because he's so confident in all these other areas. That's a pretty compelling trait to have as a superstar basketball player. Like, Michael Jordan can't laugh at himself, never could.
Right.
There's Giannis laughing at himself, making fun of himself. Hey, you think you got jokes? I got jokes too about me. And so, I don't know, I found it to be a pretty compelling moment caught on film that was bouncing around Twitter yesterday. But now Milwaukee in control of this series, and given that the status of Trae Young is up in the air, I would suspect, and I probably would have said this even before that, they're going to be in the NBA Finals.
Story number three.
Closeout game in Phoenix tonight for the Suns after they handled the Clippers in L.A. on Saturday night. So now they're up 3-1, no Kawhi Leonard still for L.A., and I think Phoenix is probably closing this thing out tonight.
Yes. There's no doubt in my mind.
Which is, I like the Suns.
I like the Suns, too. I want to see them in the finals. I think, frankly, get the Clippers out of the picture, and I think the remaining three teams, I think any finals would be compelling with those three teams.
I like Milwaukee, and this, like, we're sort of watching this team evolve and grow up in some ways right before our eyes. It's been interesting. The Trae Young stuff is just fun. It's just fun, regardless of how you feel about him. It's just, when he gets going, it's fun.
Right.
And then on the other side, yeah, I'm bored with the Clippers too. I don't care about them. But Phoenix, like, the Monty Williams story is incredible.
It's really cool.
Heartbreaking, but incredible. And, like, seeing Chris Paul at the age of 36 maybe finally get to the NBA Finals, that's wild. Mm-hmm. Devin Booker's awesome. DeAndre Ayton is awesome. The Suns are fun. Phoenix is awesome. Like, watching games in that arena with that crowd, Suns and all that, is just awesome. So, listen, if you'd have let me pick what I wanted before this thing started, I'd say give me Lakers, Nets, LeBron, AD, Kyrie, Kevin, James, all in NBA Finals. I mean, five sure bet first ballot Hall of Famers all in the finals. LA against New York, that's what I want. But I don't mind this.
I don't either.
Milwaukee, Phoenix is going to be fun. And you get and you are then guaranteed that either Giannis or Chris Paul are going to win an NBA title and be a champion forever. So I dig it. It's not the way I expected this playoff bracket to unfold, but I'm having a fun time watching it every night.
Story number four.
Congrats to Offset and Cardi B. announced last night, BET Awards.
What's going on?
They're expecting their second baby.
Hey,
a
how
little
about
baby.
That? And I thought that their relationship was a little rocky there for a second. It looks like they've really worked things out.
Lots of people's relationships are rocky for a second.
It's good to see it work out. Good to see it work out for Offset and Cardi B. I'm happy for them.
I'm happy for them, too. You think she's having a C-section or delivering via WAP?
Wow, that's a good question. I'll go with WAP. I think probably.
I would assume WAP.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of your brand now at this point. Like, you know.
It'd be a shame to be a Cardi B baby and not come out that WAP, you know?
I think that's probably true. I think that's accurate.
If I were going to be Cardi B's baby, I'd want to come out the WAP.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just to be able to say I did it. I could grow up, listen to that song, say, listen to my mom talking about my WAP, talking about a WAP. And then I came right out of the WAP. That's the story I would want to tell.
Yeah.
You know? Women are amazing, by the way. Cardi B is a superstar.
Yes.
She can really rap. Like, she can really rap.
No, she's super talented.
She's super talented.
No, yeah.
But some of it is also the sex appeal and all of that stuff. And to be in this incredible shape and then get pregnant and then get back into incredible shape and then get pregnant, it just seems exhausting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so selfish that if I ever got an incredible, like, Cardi B shape, I think I'd be like, you know what? I don't want to go through this.
Right.
It's so hard to get back where I want to be, that I just can't do this again. But I promise you, she'll do it again.
I bet so.
You'll see her in less than 2 years on stage at a festival talking about her WAP looking fantastic.
There's no question.
Women are amazing.
Women are amazing.
That they can do that. I don't think I could do that. Like, I've never delivered a baby, and I still hate myself.
No, I mean, you've been in that room. That's some scary stuff.
Dude.
That's some scary stuff.
Dude.
I can imagine doing it.
I can't. Do it. I know I couldn't.
No.
Anyway, Offset and Cardi B having another little baby. Congrats to them. Jeff Calkins up next.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station. Data message rate supply national contest. It's time for Memphis Sports Cash. It's all powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BETQL. Get your sports and get your cash. Only on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Okay, here we go. Another chance at $1,000 right now. Text this word CAKE. CAKE. Text CAKE to 72881 right now for your chance to win $1,000. Again, your 5 o'clock keyword is CAKE, CAKE. Text CAKE to 72881 for your chance at a grand right now with 92.9. We'll have another set of keywords coming up tomorrow starting at 7 a.m. Be listening for that. But right now, plenty of time. Text CAKE to 72881 for your chance at a grand. Good luck.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly, instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
Check out my summer vacation picks. Here I am at Total Wine before a pool party where I found the best summer wines. Whites, rosés, Zinfandels.
Nice!
Oh, here I am at Total Wine picking up some tasty ready-to-drink cocktails, tequila, and flavored vodkas for a barbecue.
Wow!
Here's my boyfriend picking craft beers.
Doesn't he work at Total Wine?
Oh, he's more than a summer fling.
Wondrous selection, helpful guides, ridiculously low prices. Make a splash this summer. Catch the savings wave at Total Wine and more. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hey, Jeff Allen, I hear it's time to trade up to a Kia at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got for me?
We got it all for you, Randy, at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah. 2021 Kia Forte, $129 a month. 2021 Kia Soul, $137 a month. Both at $39.79 due at signing. And built in America, 2021 Kia K5, $169 per month, only $29.99 due at signing, and all 36-month lease.
Plus, every Gossett Kia comes with the leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. warranty program.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, or gosh, you could be from anywhere, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah. 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36 monthly, zero security deposit, 650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte ME3716, MSRP 20,930, Soul M71-44946, MSRP 20,515, K5MGO 21674, MSRP 26170. Includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license, but approved credit warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2021. Dealer stock only.
America is reopening, and the Boston Pops July 4th Spectacular is back. Presented by Bloomberg and Eaton Vance. Join conductor Keith Lockhart live from Tanglewood with fireworks live from Boston Common. Plus, special appearances by John Batiste. And legendary singer Mavis Staples.
I like the things about me.
Watch and listen Sunday, July 4th, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Bloomberg Television and Radio.
Sitting behind the reel, you lose track of time. Lost in rows of lights, you think, has it been 10 minutes? Are we there yet? And then suddenly, from your seat at the slots, you finally hear the next $500 winner in Southland's 10-minute cash dash is... And you realize the little wait was worth every minute. It's the 10-minute cash dash at Southland Casino. A new $500 cash winner every 10 minutes, every Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
So I've been telling you about Xfinity Internet for years and why if you want the fastest speeds, then Xfinity, that is your number one option. But another reason why it pays now to be an Xfinity Internet customer is they're going to include Peacock Premium streaming service for free with your subscription. And I absolutely love Peacock. My kid, he's obsessed with dinosaurs right now. They've got the entire Jurassic Park collection. We dove into that over the weekend. And they've got tons of other hit movies and TV show collections on Peacock. All the Harry Potter movies, the Matrix collection, all the Bourne movies, every single episode of The Office, plus tons of extras and so much more, including live sports. And this is really cool. If you're looking for something the whole family can enjoy this weekend, they've got the brand new movie, The Boss Baby Family Business. That's coming to Peacock this Friday, the same day as it hits theaters. So again, you want to watch a movie with a family on this long holiday weekend, The Boss Baby Family Business. That's going to be on Peacock exclusively this Friday. And you're going to love Peacock, obviously, and everything else that comes with being an Xfinity Internet customer. But most importantly, Xfinity has the fastest Wi-Fi you can get with that new gig speed Wi-Fi only available from Xfinity. So if you want the fastest internet, there is only one option. That's, of course, Xfinity. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or you can drop it to a local Xfinity store today for more details.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m.
New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight, and I promise you, it is. What I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. Makes no sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy in these super warm, and by super warm, I mean unbelievably hot months. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety: watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, redberry, peach, pineapple, coconut. The list is long. And if you're on a gluten-free diet, understand that New Amsterdam does make and sell a New Amsterdam gluten-free vodka. It's got a brown label on it. If you don't see it in your favorite store, ask them to get it. They can get it for you. Next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store, please ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Let me ask you the simplest of questions.
Okay.
If you had to bet, gamble, your right to ever post another dog picture for the rest of your life anywhere, if you get this right, you can post them as many as you want forever and ever. I'll never say a word. But if you get this wrong, you can never post a dog picture again. Those are the stakes. I know. I wanted to make it high stakes. I wanted you to take this seriously.
Yeah.
Yes or no? Penny Hardaway is coaching the Memphis Tigers next season.
You know how in that game show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You know that one. You know that one. They always talk through it. You know, they talk through their answer.
Sure.
Well, I think it's, you know, and so let me talk through it just a little bit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Before I decide.
Sure.
Okay. So on the one hand, if I say he will be coaching Memphis Tiger basketball next year, I'm getting two possibilities there. I'm getting one that he doesn't get the Orlando job, and there's some possibility of that. And two, that he gets it and doesn't take it. And there is, I also believe, some possibility of that. Whereas if I bet the other way, I bet he's got to get the job and that he's going to take the job. I talked to someone today who said 75% chance think they'll be the head coach next year. And I'm going to say I think he won't be the Memphis coach next year.
You think he will not be the Memphis coach next season? See, I was leaning toward, I thought the smarter answer was probably the other answer for the exact reasons that you laid out. There's a chance that he won't be offered this job, and there's a chance even if offered the job, he would turn it down. So perhaps that's the smarter option, but you still go with the other option. That's interesting.
I think it's really close. And I guess as I think through those two options, it's like flipping a coin twice, and it's got to come up heads. You know, each time, right? So, okay, that's fine. I'm going the other.
Okay, now let me ask you. Okay, so let me ask you this now: the Orlando Magic offer him the job. The money's right. It's not overwhelming, but it's right and totally fair. Right. And he's not taking a pay cut. Penny Hardaway takes the job. Yes or no?
I guess the reason that I initially came down on the side of that I think he will be gone. If I had to bet, my dog. Posting privileges
sure.
is that when I think about each of those things independently, I think it makes sense. Let's take the first one. I think it actually makes sense that he gets that job. But in this particular circumstance for this particular team, one, they've talked to him and he is impressive. Everyone acknowledges that. You know, once if you sit down and talk to Penny about it, he is very persuasive. He's really good. He's sharp. He's, you know, he's just tremendous. He's personable. You love him. Like, and so I absolutely believe he blew away the interview. And then if you look where that club is, like, honestly, if they'd gotten the first pick in the draft, well, then they can market the first pick of the draft, right? Maybe even they'd got the second pick. They got the fifth pick in the lottery, 5 and 9, I think it is. They got, you know, no one on that roster is particularly marketable. Wendell Carter, like who's particularly marketable on that group? And so you've got a young group. You got nothing to sell your fans. I think even if they're being cynical, Orlando could think, you know what, we could bring Penny and have him be a bridge, you know, to the next guy and for 2 years, and he can coach young players. We've seen him do it at Memphis. You know, we've seen some guys develop under him. And this we can sell something here. Like in the end, we got to sell tickets. We got nothing. And at this stage of our trajectory, so I think he will get the offer. And then the second question is, does he accept the offer? Honestly, if he decides to stay back at Memphis, if he gets the offer and decides to stay at Memphis, you got to be damn impressed by how much he loves Memphis. And I have never doubted that. Like with the whole my heart's in Memphis stuff, right? It is. Like, even if he leaves, I have no doubt about that. Penny loves Memphis. He understands Memphis. He understands what he means to Memphis. He understands what Memphis basketball means to Memphis. And yet there's no really good reason not to take this job. Memphis college basketball is kind of a disaster right now. We see college coaches leaving left and right or retiring or whatever else. And from jobs that, by the way, don't have a massive NCAA case hanging over their heads. I don't know a very good reason to stay, honestly. Unless you just look at it, I can't win in Orlando. I guess that would be the reason.
That is the reason, is that if you're being honest with yourself, you go, man, it is my dream on some level to be an NBA coach, especially in Orlando where I once lived and flourished. But I'm not going to win, and they're going to fire me in 3 years, maybe more quickly than that.
Yeah, but if you're Penny, did you ever want to spend your whole life? I can totally see it. If you are a lifer coach, right, then you're saying, ah, do I want to do that? If you're Penny, he didn't need the money from any of this. I mean, I'm sure he likes money like everybody else, but he doesn't need to, well, I need to extend my career. I need to do the thing that's best for job security long haul. It's, I kind of want to be a pro coach. And Penny's a confident dude. Everyone thinks they can win, you know, in the end. But I think Penny probably will believe he can win. And I honestly think if Penny turns down the job, I guess it's a combination of that. He'll look at the roster and say, I just can't win. Although it is in the East, and the East is diminished, although, you know, better this year. But I honestly think, and I know it's easy to overrate this, but this is a dude who coached in middle school. Like, he really does love Memphis. He moved back here when he didn't have to. I don't think that we should underestimate how much Penny loves being the Memphis coach and how much Memphis means to him. So I think that's a close one, too. I guess because there's two ifs, you combine them and you say, fine, I think he'll be the Memphis coach going forward. But I think independently, if I look at each one of those questions, I think, yeah, I think Orlando will probably offer him the job, but I think he makes a lot of sense to take it.
I would lean toward, if he's offered the job, he probably takes the job. Otherwise, why go through all this, you know? And secondly, like, it would be an incredible pair. Like, the other way of looking at it, one way of looking at it is, man, if I go to Orlando, I'm going to lose, and they're going to fire me, you know? They won't be patient enough with me to ever let me see this thing through where, you know, and give me the time I or anybody else would need to get this back to being respectable. So I'm going to get fired. I'm not taking the job. That's one totally reasonable perspective. The other I'm not taking the job when I've got another good job. Like, you know, if you're an assistant coach going nowhere on the Bucks staff, maybe you just take the job because, there's only 30 of these, and I'll go give it my best shot. But if you've already got a good job, and he does, and you're set up to win, and he is, that would be one perspective. Like, I'm not taking this job because I'm just going to get fired, either after year one, two, or in the middle of year three. The other side of that is, here's the truth deep down. This whole being the Memphis coach ain't that much fun. Like, I am tired of recruiting. I am tired of Zoom calls. I am tired of spending an hour on the phone with a grassroots coach only to watch a player that I'm trying to get go to Oregon. I'll never forget this. From his first Peach Jam as the Memphis coach, he went and saw this player and decided I'm going to offer this player. It's a player from Orlando. And I went and I knew Penny. I was actually sitting with Penny watching this player go off. And I knew that they were going to start recruiting more intensely. And so the next day I went and talked to that player and the grassroots coach. And the grassroots coach said, yeah, I was on the phone last night with Penny for an hour. And I was like, imagine spending an hour on the phone with somebody who you just started recruiting this afternoon, seriously. And, like, you're probably not going to get that person. But that was an hour you spent talking. Like, I don't like spending an hour talking on the phone to anybody, basically. And, like, that's the job. You are constantly, like, doing things that no reasonable person would enjoy doing. So the other side of, man, if I go to Orlando, I'm going to get fired, is if I go to Orlando, it's a parachute out of this totally clean break. Nobody will hate me forever except for unreasonable people. Most folks will understand. And my God, I can spend every day of the week just developing and coaching basketball players as opposed to doing all of this other stuff you have to do as a college head coach, which is constantly recruiting, re-recruiting, texting, calling, pursuing teenagers. Again, most of whom you will never actually enroll. You got to deal with boosters, agents, grassroots coaches, high school pro coaches, name, image, and likeness. You got to deal with the possibility that you're going to recruit somebody for a year, then the G League Ignite's going to buy them out from underneath you, or the Overtime Elite, or China, or Australia, or Italy will come in and offer a contract. Like, it's just a lot of stuff that you could free yourself from and take a shot at being the NBA at an NBA head coach. I get it. I totally get it.
Totally. And he's always fancied himself a pro guy. You're back in the pro world. You're throwing, you know, living the pro life. And the truth of the matter is, who the hell gets to, you know, play for Memphis and then play for Orlando and then go coach Memphis and coach Orlando?
It is wild.
Like that's a great deal. It's a testament to how beloved he is everywhere for much the same reasons, you know. And so what? So in the end, first of all, maybe he thinks he won't get fired. Maybe he thinks it'll be Nate McMillan here. Right?
Oh, I promise you that is what he thinks, because any confident person doesn't think they're going to be fired.
So.
Right.
But even if he's fired, well, two things happen. One is he can go play golf then, and no one will hate him anywhere, right? He got fired at Orlando. Like, no one hates NBA coaches that get fired. They get fired all the time.
Everybody gets
no one even blames them, you know? Rick Carlisle was just fired, for God's sakes, you know? Like, no, everyone gets fired. And so, and at Memphis, he's still beloved, and then he go play golf, you know, and he doesn't have to talk to grassroots coaches. Like, I will tell you what I would do. I would go be the Orlando coach.
I would, and like, I know this gets twisted into Jeff and Gary want Penny to leave. I don't want Penny to leave. I don't want Penny to leave. Here's what I want. I want Penny to do whatever he wants to do, and I'll wish him well and root for him, whatever it is he does. I'm just saying, if you told me I could be either, and I can just go coach and develop young players, most of whom I already have a relationship with, or I can do all of the BS that goes hand in hand with being a college head coach, I'd be the Orlando Magic coach.
I'd be the Orlando Magic coach.
And here's the other thing. There is no other Memphis coach in history who would turn down the Orlando Magic to remain the head coach at Memphis.
That is absolutely true. And you know, either place, he's got Larry Brown sitting next to him. You know, like, that's absolutely true. Like, Larry's going, where the hell do I move next? You know,
that poor guy.
Yeah. I mean, he may not know the difference between the two places, whatever. Just tell him to sit over there, Larry. I'm just kidding. Anyway,
it is
amazing. It is amazing that this thing is unfolding the way it is.
Right.
I mean, you know.
I saw you ask, you know, just sort of in the context of a column, like, how should Memphis fans feel about this? And feel more specifically about Penny if he leaves after 3 years, promises unfulfilled. And the point I made in the opening segment is that, like, I'm happy to talk about that. Like, how will Memphis fans feel? How should Memphis fans feel? But if I were Penny Hardaway, I wouldn't care about that at all. Because here's the truth. The reasonable Memphis fans will wish him well and become Grizzly/Magic fan and want him to succeed. And the unreasonable Memphis fans will post nonsensical stuff on Facebook, but they're the exact same people, more or less, who were ready to fire him because he, quote, can't coach after he lost 2 games in South Dakota. Like, I wouldn't worry about those people at all.
I would only worry – the only thing where first of all, I didn't mean it in terms of – whether Penny should worry about it one way or another. I just think it's interesting, like, the way that he will be perceived if he leaves as compared to how Cal would perceive if he leaves, whatever else. Like, you know, all of it's unreasonable and emotional and whatever else. So I wasn't thinking about it in terms of what Penny should think about. In terms of what Penny should think about, the only way it would bother me, I'll just put myself in that situation,
sure,
is if the whole place hated me. You know, if I thought the majority of the city turned against me because I did this, like, I would have been a hard time if I was Art Modell taking the Cleveland Browns to Baltimore, because then the whole city would hate me. I don't want to be hated by a whole city, you know. Like, but if I just think it's the unreasonable people, which I think is it would happen in this instance with Penny, I don't care. Like, I'm with you completely. Like, and honestly, I think most people would totally understand. You can make the argument that people should have understood Cal's too, but I also understand the emotions of that one. This one, I really don't understand. People could be disappointed with Penny, but I really don't understand it at all. I don't understand why you'd be furious at Penny if he does it.
Yeah, like, I wasn't surprised by the reaction to Cal, even though, like, when Cal took the Kentucky job, I saw him at the Final Four. I walked up to him and I said, hey, congratulations. I'm happy for you.
Right.
And because I was happy for him. I know that's the type of job he always wanted. But I at least understood, or at least I could anticipate the reaction from Memphis fans, because in that situation, you'd literally had a guy who had for years explained to recruits and his own fans, Everything you want to do can be done here. The only league that matters is the NBA. Nobody cares about Conference USA. You want to be on national television? You can do that here. You want to win a championship? You can do that here. And then when it came time for him to actually make that choice, he showed that he didn't believe what he was saying, because he didn't actually believe you could do everything at Memphis that you could do at Kentucky. And, you know, by the way, he was right. You can't do everything at Memphis that you can do at Kentucky. This is so different than that because, you know, by definition, you can't do at Memphis what you can do with the Orlando Magic. It's two totally different jobs at two different levels of the sport. This one, I really don't think any reasonable person, even diehard Memphis fans, could be mad at Penny. None.
I have to go because I have a Zoom. I've hit upon an analogy, GP. It's delicate, but here it is. If your wife leaves you for a better looking guy, he may be better looking and richer or whatever, but like, in the end, she left you, right? In the end, she left you for that person. You're going to have your feelings hurt and you're going to be enraged, right?
You're asking me specifically.
it's just being in a different category. You know, you're going to go, what are you going to do? Like, if she finally says, you know what, I'm just interested in something else altogether. You know, I want to be with a woman. Then it's like, what am I going to do? Was that too delicate?
I think it kind of works. I didn't know where you were going initially.
I actually think it works.
I didn't know.
How can I be mad at that? That's just different. She wants something else. You know, I can't be mad at that. I can be a little mad. I wish she's still whatever, but she just wants something completely different. Yeah, I think that's what I'm going with.
Okay,
totally
good. After you get off Zoom, write that column.
I'll see you later.
Bye-bye. I actually think it does kind of work. Not perfectly, but like I get the point he was trying to make, which with analogy, you're just trying to get the point. If you're trying to make sense of the two different situations, John Calipari leaving Memphis for Kentucky and Penny Hardaway possibly leaving Memphis for Orlando, the reason Memphis fans still to this day, some hate John Calipari, which I've been on record for years, is I get it. And I'm not trying to talk anybody out of it anymore. I don't really care. But I can't muster that type of emotion, because why wouldn't a basketball coach from Pennsylvania, in other words, has no ties to this part of the country at all, why wouldn't a basketball coach from Pennsylvania, who happened to be the head coach of the University of Memphis, take the Kentucky job when offered? Like, what are we even talking about? I remember when it first got reported that John Calipari was a candidate for the Kentucky job, a serious candidate, that he had interviewed for the job, I think, even. I was actually having dinner with John Ropick, the Memphis assistant. We were at Blue City Cafe.
How'd that dinner go?
He kept getting up and going outside and talking on the phone. And I knew something was going on. And I will give him credit. I was frustrated by John Ropick, the source. But I will give him credit, John Ropick, the friend. They didn't think that was coming out at that time. They were trying to keep it under wraps until it was done. Because at that point, there was still a president at UK who was hesitant about hiring John Calipari and all of the baggage that comes along with that. But I was with John Ropick, and John Calipari was interviewing. I was with John Calipari's right-hand man, and John Calipari was interviewing in, I believe, Chicago with the Kentucky administration. I think he was up there for a Derrick Rose playoff game or something like that. I think they were in Chicago, and they disguised it as just coming to see D. Rose, but it was really going to meet with Kentucky officials. There's some version of that that's true. Perhaps it's exactly what it was. But once it became clear that they were going to offer John the job, this is the point. I would get people, so you think he's going? Yes. Like, what are we talking about? The Memphis coach is not going to turn down the Kentucky job. Nor should he, unless he just wants to. But I never thought he wanted to. And obviously he didn't. But the tricky thing with that one, the thing that I think made that so hard for some Memphis fans to, and perhaps most Memphis fans, to accept and understand is, as I pointed out earlier, John had spent years arguing the other side of that. He had spent years telling recruits, his own fans, opposing fans, that you can do everything you want to do in college basketball at the University of Memphis. He said, what do you want to do at Memphis? You want to play on national television? We play on national television every game. We're on national TV as much as everybody. as much as anybody else. He said that a million times. By the way, it was never true. I used to count it. He was never Memphis was never on national television as much as anybody else. It was never true. But he said it all the time. He didn't mind that it wasn't true. He was using it as a arguing point. What do you want to do? You play on national television? We do that. What do you want to do? Play in an amazing arena? We do that. What do you want to do? Have an incredible practice facility? We got the nicest practice facility in the country. By the way, also never true, but he said it. You want to be the number one pick in the draft? We just did that. Derrick Rose. You want to play with other five-star prospects? We can get them for you. You want to win a conference championship? We do that every year. You want to go to the NCAA tournament? We do that every year. You want to play for a national championship? We've done that. We were within a second of winning one. So there is absolutely nothing in college basketball that you can't do at the University of Memphis. So why would you care that we're in Conference USA? Why would you care that we're not a blue blood? I'm not just telling you all the things we might be able to do someday. I'm telling you all the things we've already done. And Memphis fans heard that forever and ever and ever and ever, and they rallied around it. They repeated it. It was great to hear your head coach make all of those points. And even if some of them were not true, still, nobody cared that they weren't true. It's just that you had a coach preaching from the little guy perspective. So then to watch that guy then bounce on you for the arguably the biggest job in the sport, it was a punch. It should have been unsurprising. But to hear a guy say all that stuff for all those years and then by his actions show you that he didn't actually believe any of that. If you actually believe there's, you could do everything you want to do at Memphis the same way you can do it anywhere else, regardless of league affiliation. If you really believe that, there's no reason to leave. But when he was offered the big job, he left. Couldn't wait to leave. And so that was a gut punch. Like, it hurt. It actually hurt Memphis fans. I was there when they were lined up in his front yard begging a guy not to leave. It's a little sad, perhaps pathetic, but like, still, it illustrated the point. So I have never felt any ill will towards John. He took that job. I saw him the few days later at the Final Four, walked right up to him, shook his hand, told him I was happy for him. I knew that my alma mater had just lost the best basketball coach it had ever had, and perhaps the best basketball coach it will ever have, and that the 4 years that he had just put together were 4 years that might never be replicated with Memphis basketball. I didn't like that, but I was happy for him. And rather than focus on him leaving, I just thought it was kind of awesome that he had given the city 9 years, most of which were incredible basketball seasons. Honestly, on some level, my career is tied to John Calipari being the head coach of Memphis. When CBS needed a new college basketball columnist, you know, there were real people with bigger profiles than I applying for that job. Jeff Goodman was at Fox Sports. He applied for that job. Mark Schlabaugh was at the time at the Washington Post. He applied for that job. Pete Thamel at the time was at the New York Times. He applied for that job. And I was at the Commercial Appeal. Those were the four finalists. Fox Sports, Washington Post, New York Times, Commercial Appeal. The only reason I got on that list is because I wrote about John Calipari every day. And people cared about John Calipari. Mm-hmm. So they were exposed to me. If I was writing about Josh Pastner or Tubby Smith or Dana Kirk or Larry Finch, they wouldn't even know who I was because that wouldn't resonate nationally. But I was writing about John Calipari. So people who were making that hire knew who I was. That got me in the room. And then I was able to do whatever I did to convince them, perhaps, maybe, I'm the right guy to hire. Whether I was or not, I'll leave it up to other people. But, like, I got the job. So I hated to see John Calipari leave, but I didn't hate him for leaving. I understood it. But for a lot of Memphians, it was harder to take because of all the things he had said, and he was leaving for another college job. If you can really do everything you want to do in college basketball at the University of Memphis, why are you leaving for another place? It's a totally reasonable question to ask, even if the answer was fairly obvious. This ain't that. You can't do everything – that you can do with the Orlando Magic at the University of Memphis. One's an NBA job. The other is a college job. What this comes down to, if the job is offered, is what do you want to be? What do you want to be? Do you want to be a college coach at your alma mater? Or do you want to be an NBA coach in the city where you once were a star? What do you want to do? Because this isn't a situation where you're picking between Memphis and Kentucky, or you're picking between the Magic and the Celtics. You're picking between two entirely different things if you have the option to pick between them. And it's why Florida fans didn't hate Billy Donovan for leaving for the Oklahoma City Thunder. They weren't thrilled, but they understood. Butler fans weren't angry at Brad Stevens leaving for the Boston Celtics. They weren't thrilled, but they understood. If Brad Stevens would have left for Indiana, that would have been a little more of a contentious deal. If Billy Donovan would have left for Kentucky, that would have been a little bit of a more contentious deal. But leaving for the NBA is people making lifestyle choices and saying, you know what, I want to go try to coach at the highest level of the sport. I want to see if I can do it. Now, not everybody who is presented with an opportunity to do it does it. Jay Wright's turned down jobs. Bill Self's turned down jobs. Mike Krzyzewski's turned down jobs. Tony Bennett's turned down jobs. But when you're picking between these two things, you're picking between two totally different things. This is like, hey, man, you want to eat steak for dinner tonight or you want to have a pizza for dinner tonight? So if the job is offered to Penny, he's got an agonizing decision to make. But ultimately, it'll come down to what does he want to do? What do you want to be? You want to be a college coach and continue running a college program, or do you want to be an NBA coach and take your shot at the highest level of the sport? And I think you can argue it either way. And so what I hope is that most Memphis fans understand that if he is offered the job and does leave, he's mostly making a choice rooted in, man, coaching in the NBA is just so much different than running a college basketball program, and that's what I would rather do. And the lifestyle that coaching in the NBA provides is so much different than the lifestyle that is demanded in college basketball, and that's what I would rather do. He wouldn't be leaving here because he hates Memphis or his university or anything, really. He would only be leaving because he was presented with an opportunity that he felt, whether he's right or wrong, who knows? Reasonable people can disagree. But he would only leave if presented with an opportunity that he felt he couldn't pass up. And I don't know why anybody would be mad about that. I can only speak for myself, I guess, but I wouldn't be mad about that. I would do the same thing with him that I did with John Calipari. I'd shake his hand, wish him well, and tell him I'll be rooting for him. Be back in a second.
So this is very cool. We've been telling you for months now to download the brand new Odyssey app. Of course, favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. It is the best way to listen to us on your mobile device. And today, Odyssey just launched hundreds of brand new exclusive curated stations for fans, built by the fans inside the Odyssey app. And I'm telling you, they have got something for everybody. I'm looking through these playlists. They've got Tailgate Crashers Radio, Arena Rock Radio, Country Love. They've got an awesome hip-hop station, Beatbox, East Coast Rap, 80s music, 90s music, 2000s music. They've got a kids and family station and so much more. You want workout music, they've got that too. Frankie says dance is one you guys are going to love as well. I'm telling you, go check out all these brand new exclusive playlists on the Odyssey app. You can download it today, AUDACY, and of course, be sure to favorite 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's on at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike with the Trade Up to a Kia sales event. And we can put you in a new Kia today for less than $5 a day. 2021 Kia Forte, $129 a month. 2021 Kia Soul, $137 a month. Both 36-month leases, $39.79 due at signing. And built in America, 2021 K5, $169 a month. $29.99 due at signing, 36-month lease. And get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Trade up to your Kia today at Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, zero security deposit, 650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte ME3716, MSRP 20,930, sold M714-4946, MSRP 20,515, K5 MGO 21674, MSRP 26170, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license, with approved credit warranty as a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for complete details. Offers valid through 6/30/2021, dealer stock only.
Want to know the secret to making sure everything at Kroger is fresh? Secret shoppers, spies we hire to expertly inspect our produce department in every store. Their mission is to ensure we have the freshest bananas, lettuce, and more. Now that the secret is out, you know what else is? Tomatoes that are fresher than fresh. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Right now, you can save on juicy blueberries. They're a sweet summer treat and two for only $5 in the 18-ounce carton with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If you're interested in selling your home, get in touch with the only person I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Heisall. He just keeps stacking success stories on top of each other. Take Jill's story, for instance. She needed to move fast, right? So she called Josh to list her home. It was out in Eads, and he cranked up that marketing engine, got Jill's home sold. It only took one day, and he got it sold for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest great stories connected to Josh Heisall. Let your story be the next one. Anybody can sell your home in this market. That's easy. But only Josh Heisall can get you all the money you deserve. So if you're looking for an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy who can expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Heisall team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. He has no upfront cost. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire him with no obligation. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Heisall. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 901-461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to JoshHeisall.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/love. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/love. That's 4hims.com/love for your free online visit. forhims.com/love.
Hello, heavy lifters, newcomers, renters, and buyers. Welcome to your local Cat dealer, Thompson Machinery. Your home for Cat compact equipment and offers like 0% for 60 months. Visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're interested in spending less on your monthly mortgage payments or you're considering a cash-out refinance, American Financing is the lender to call. Hey, guys, it's Peyton Manning, and I like American Financing because they offer a straightforward mortgage experience, one that's focused on your needs. Because there's more to a refinance than just a lower rate. You can consolidate debt, access cash, even shorten your term. And you can learn all about it with a free mortgage review from American Financing. That's right. There's no pressure, no obligation, no upfront or hidden fees. Just a simple conversation around ways you can save up to $1,000 a month. So, what are you waiting for? Pre-qualify in 10 minutes by calling 866-781-8900, 866-781-8900, or visit AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Wendy's only makes one kind of breakfast, your new favorite one. How do we do it? With fresh cracked eggs, oven-baked bacon, and flaky croissants. You know, the things your old breakfast wasn't doing. So toss that old news and its soggy eggs somewhere useful. And get to Wendy's, where the sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant, and honey butter chicken biscuit are just two for $4. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $4.
Limited time only. Single item at regular price. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go. Parker for a computer. Get in touch with Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. 360-9679. 901-360-9679. By now, you should be familiar with Cooper Systems, Lee and Lauren Cooper. They've been with the Gary Parrish Show from day one, more than 11 years now. And the whole time, they've been selling all types of computers to people throughout our city. High-end machines, low-end machines, middle-of-the-road machines, desktops, notebooks, tablets, brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, and Apple. Yes, you can get Apple products at Cooper Systems. They also handle computer repair. So if you've got a data recovery issue, a power supply issue, a USB port issue, you got a cracked screen, you need virus removal, they can handle all of that. I know sometimes you get viruses looking for stuff that maybe you'd be a little embarrassed. People knew you were looking at it. Hey, I would tell you not to be embarrassed. You can look at whatever you want to on the internet. As long as it's legal, I don't care. I don't judge you. I probably looked at it before myself. And if you get viruses by doing that, then they're not going to judge you at Cooper Systems. They're just going to clean your machine and get it back to you. Then they'll tell you how to avoid this, and you'll say, okay, thank you. And then you'll probably at some point do the same thing, get the same virus. But guess what? They'll still be there, and they can clean it up again. It's not a problem. Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679, 360-9679. They're on the web, coopersystems.com. Don't know if you saw it today, but the NCAA Division I Council recommended new name, image, and likeness rules to go into effect July 1st. They're expected to be adopted on Wednesday, literally the last day before this has to be done to get all states, all 50, allowing name, image, and likeness rights for the student athletes. And so this is a temporary fix, if you will, until they get a federal law, if they get a federal law. But come Thursday, I think it's Wednesday or Thursday, let me look at my calendar and make sure. Yeah, it's Thursday, July 1st. Come Thursday, you'll see student athletes all over this country announcing partnerships so that they can profit off of their name, image, and likeness rights. Autograph sessions, billboard stuff, promoting companies. Like the world of amateur athletics is changing, and it's changing this week. I know we've been talking about it for years and years and years, but it is it's changing for real this week, and universities are going to be trying to use it to their advantage in a million different ways to make sure, even though it's not supposed to be a recruiting inducement, to make sure prospects and student athletes understand, if you come to my school, you're going to be able to make X amount of dollars. And this is a new thing that coaches are going to have to deal with. It's why some coaches have decided, you know what, I'd rather retire than be involved in all this stuff. But either way, it is a part of it. Announced today, it'll be adopted officially on Wednesday and go into effect on Thursday. The way it works, real quick, is if you live in a state that has a name, image, and likeness law, you have to operate within that law. And if you live in a state that doesn't have a name, image, and likeness law on the books yet, then your school is allowed to make its own name, image, and likeness rule. Whatever they make, you have to operate within that rule. So it won't be quite an even playing field, but in all 50 states, student athletes will be allowed to profit from their name, image, and likeness. And it's obviously a change long overdue. Dinner to Go's next.
Choose your ride during the 4th of July sales event on now at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike. Indulge yourself in 2021 Chrysler 300 Touring for $19 a month. Get performance and power like no other with 2021 Dodge Challenger XST for $47 a month. Plus rugged 2021 Ram 1500 Transman Quad Cab for $79 a month. And 2021 Fiat 500X Pop All-Wheel Drive gets 30 mpg highway, 25,680 or $349 a month. So drive past the rest and come to the best or shop online at GossettMotorcars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
Almost finance through Chrysler, 75 months at 3.99 APR, 3,500 down, pop, MP88-9607, MSRP 28,680, 300 MH 566,859, MSRP 34,115, Challenger MH 58,6605, MSRP 33,130, 1500 MS 548,140, MSRP 36,425, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/21 with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
Now is the time to get your fireworks for the July 4th celebrations. The place to go is Boom City Fireworks for the largest selection and biggest discounts of fireworks in the Mid-South. They got great deals like power cannons, just 3 $397. They got the one-minute ride. That's so many effects in just 1 minute. Low, low Boom City price of $39.95. Head on over to Boom City Fireworks. They got two air-conditioned locations, 3rd Street South and Getwell at State Line Road. Both are open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. That's Boom City Fireworks.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days of being made right now.
Bluebell introduced the original cookies and cream ice cream. So every time you dig into that familiar creamy vanilla ice cream that's loaded with chunks of chocolate cream cookies, you can say thanks. You're more than welcome.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Rogers Supermarket in Corinth, Mississippi. CVS Pharmacies in Mississippi.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hands tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to...
If you're looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business insurance, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. Live in Mississippi, she can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you're somebody that likes to support the local university, I mean the local business that supports the local university, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance, that is the agency for you. If you don't have a great life insurance policy, you need one. You wouldn't want to leave your family behind in a financial mess if something were to happen to you. The best way to avoid that is with a great life insurance policy, and you can get one right now with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. You can learn more at rookinsurance.com. That's the website, rookinsurance.com. There's two locations in the Memphis area, one in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other is in Covington on Highway 51. 901-867-SAVES, the number 901-867-7283. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the Penny Hardaway situation. It was reported yesterday that he is a, quote, serious candidate for the Orlando job and has already interviewed. No real indication of whether he'll be offered the job or not. No real timetable connected to this, but if he is offered the job, he will have a tough decision to make. And it'll just come down, as we've talked about for much of the past 2 hours, what does he want to be? Do you want to be a college coach or an NBA coach? Because they are both, quote, basketball coaches, but very, 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 very different jobs. Which job would you rather have? I could argue it either way. We spent most of the day arguing it both ways, but it'll be a story that dominates this market until it is settled one way or another, until we know for sure Penny Hardaway is going to be the Memphis coach for a fourth season, or Penny Hardaway is going to be a rookie head coach in the NBA next season. So stay tuned.
What's the biggest game tonight?
NBA playoffs, Western Conference Finals. We got the Phoenix Suns and the LA Clippers, downtown Phoenix, inside Phoenix Suns Arena. It's a closeout game for Chris Paul, because Phoenix is up 3-1 in this series. Kawhi Leonard remains out. Phoenix is a 6-point favorite. The total's 211.5. You think it's a closeout? Lay the six, Big Bet Bennett?
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like one of those where if it starts to get away from the Clippers, it's like, all right, let's, you know, we don't have our best player. Let's move on.
It does feel like it's one where if you put your foot on their throat, as they say,
yes,
they'll tap out.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll see. We'll see. Tip off at 8 o'clock. You can watch it on ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
You know, forget about TV for a moment. On Friday, I preview Dateline, like I always do, every Friday.
Yep.
I preview it, and then I spoil it.
Yep.
And as I was researching Friday's Dateline episode about a young man named Courtney Copeland who was shot and killed in Chicago back in 2016 at the age of 22, I do what I do every time. I start reading too much about the – I spend a lot of time reading about
trust me on that.
Dateline episodes. You could argue it's not a good use of my time, but I do it.
I would argue it's a great use of your time.
I get sucked.
Understood.
I get sucked into it, and I want to know everything there is about it. So I started reading this, and I found that there was a podcast about this case that Courtney Copeland's mother started, 7 episodes called Somebody. And it wasn't just like a mom talking into a microphone. It's like well-produced, and she had real podcast production companies working with her. And it was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!